Hey guys, this is Jenny Allen, and you are listening to the Made for This podcast. Hey guys, we wanted to give you a little picture of what is coming up. You are going to love it. In fact, it is the number one question we get about Get Out of Your Head. It is about our kids and how do we help our kids? Because there is a crisis for sure in the generation that is coming. And whether you are a parent or a teacher, or you have a small group of kids that you disciple with the church, or you have nieces or nephews, this matters to all of us. How do we help this next generation with their mind and what it looks like to fight better? My kids, each one of them has different friends that have struggled with mental illness at different times, struggled with suicidal thoughts at different times. This is something that as an older generation and older generations, we have got to take so seriously, and we have to be those that go and fight for them. And so this is going to be a whole season about what it looks like to fight for that generation, to fight for our kids ages 1 year old up to college. We want to fight for you. And so this is a deep passion of mine, and I really believe it is going to be a lot of fun too. We've got some incredible guests this season. So we're going to talk to Priscilla Shire and to Crystal Hurst and what it was like growing up with incredible parents like Tony and Lois Evans, what they did well in their house to help their kids be strong and to be minded in a way that they can lead and serve so many different people. We're also going to talk to Corey Robertson and to Sadie Robertson, and we're going to talk about their family and what it looked like in their family to keep their heads down and to love God and to serve people. We're going to talk to Gary Chapman, who wrote The Five Love Languages, and we're going to talk to him about what it looks like to show our kids love in the languages that they can receive. We're also going to talk about the biblical framework for parenting our kids in a way that they thrive. You guys, this is a passion of mine. It's a passion of Zach's. We care about investing in this generation in a way that causes thriving, where they're not stuck, where they don't live with all this pressure, where they actually can follow God and serve Him with their lives without feeling like they've got to measure up and hit some mark. So there is an undeniable sense of pressure across this generation. I would say that's the main thing that is common in all the different age groups that I know and that I serve. It is just a general sense of heaviness and pressure. You know, we're in the middle of coronavirus and homeschooling. And this morning I walked downstairs to find my son, who's 11, sitting in front of his computer with his head buried in his hands. And I was like, buddy, what is it? And he said, I just feel like I'm failing and I cannot get this right. And I've turned in things and they came back wrong. And this is a kid who has a lot of help when he's in school because he has different learning differences. And at home, he has me, which isn't that helpful, and Zach. And then he has a computer, and it has just been so frustrating to him. And so I pulled him away from the computer and I was like, okay, buddy, I want you to hear me loud and clear. I have gotten emails from your teachers and they all see that you're working hard. And the fact that you don't get every assignment right, the fact that you might not turn in absolutely every little thing, it's okay. We all know you're doing your absolute best. And he exhaled and he smiled and he put his head back down and went to work. But something about this generation, we've got to have these moments with them where we look them in the eyes and reaffirm their worth and reaffirm that they're okay and reaffirm that they can make mistakes and reaffirm that there is not this huge expectation on their lives that they're somehow failing all of us. And I'm so excited to do that work with you guys this month because I believe the fruit of that is going to go on and on into so many lives, into so many generations. Because that message, when you really seize it and grab it, it is so freeing. It's freeing for us too. So even if you are the young at heart, you are the 45-year-old that needs to be reminded that God loves you, that there is not some expectation you've got to meet, that there are healthy ways to think about yourself and about God and about what He wants for you here, we want to encourage you, and our hope is that will bleed into the next generation. What I can tell you is, I tell this all the time to people, it's the first question a lot of people ask me is, how do we help the next generation? And I say, we help ourselves first. We have to be healthy. We cannot take people where we haven't been. We cannot heal people in ways we haven't healed. And so the most important part is that we grow up first, that we know how to manage our minds well first, and we're going to be able to help train the next generation. So I'm excited for you to be a part. Tell your friends, tell every parent you know that's drowning right now in the homeschool bit, in the toddler bit, whatever it looks like, but also every youth group leader and teacher and person that you know that cares about this next generation. Let's dream about how we can love them better and help them get out of their heads.